Okay, there we go. All right, welcome everyone. I hope I haven't heard from Tammy whether or not she'll be able to make it, but hopefully she will. Let me kick things off then. So welcome to the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board meeting this Tuesday, July 28th. Oh, there's Tammy. Welcome, Tammy. To kick things off, a few updates on the board membership. I am actually relocating. I am moving away from North Salt Lake here in the next week, actually. So I've let the city council know that I won't be here. My family and I were moving to Florida. I grew up in South Florida.
And
with the remote work that my company is now doing, we were looking at opportunities, and Florida came up, and it's worked out, and it's been really fast and wild this month, but it's happening. So it's been I've shared with Ryan and others, it's a bittersweet opportunity to get to go to Florida, but we loved being here in North Salt Lake. It's definitely our favorite city in Utah that we've lived in, and we'd love to hear. So I will be, thanks.
We're going to miss you.
Yeah, I'll definitely miss all of you too, and all the great work that we've been able to be involved with the city. But yeah, so Ryan and the council are aware, and I imagine that you guys are looking for a new member of the board, right, Ryan?
Yeah, so it's council member Lisa Baskin's appointment, and so we talked last week, and she's looking for a replacement, and then I saw in your email that you recommended somebody as well, which I think would do a great job too, so hopefully we get a new member here before our next meeting.
Yeah.
I may have froze.
Yeah, you were in and out. I think we got.
You did just, for a minute. Yeah.
Fun to see people frozen. Okay. So yeah. That's the membership update to share with everyone. And feel free to reach out if any questions come up. I think everyone has my number, at least to text or email. I'm happy to help guide people as needed. So that's that piece. Real quick, some event updates. The concerts are still postponed. Kite Festival is still canceled. Rachel, do you want to chat about the trail series?
Sure. So the trail series has gone, I think, as good as can be expected. I think in the future we want to have it be more publicized and something that people look forward to as something to do in the summer. This month, I guess it was. Seems kind of long. We did Legacy Trail, and that place is hopping on Saturday mornings. So I talked to quite a few people. Most of the people were not residents of North Salt Lake that are just using the trail back from Farmington all the way to like Murray, from who I've talked to. And so it was just, but it was fun for them to sit and chat and get a bottle of water. And I talked to them about the city and the events that we have, you know, all the stuff. And so it was good. I mean, I think, you know, it's great. So then this Saturday is the Spring Hill Geological Trail. And so I'll be there. And Tammy brought up a good point. She came down this last time. And she brought up a good point that if we as members repost what like North Salt Lake chat posts about the thing, then that also reaches our circles. You know, I'm going to try that this Saturday. I don't know why I haven't done it in the past. So I'm going to try it this Saturday and see if maybe I get a couple more of my neighbors that maybe want to come down and check it out. And then I can talk to them that way. But I think for the most part, everything's been great.
Yeah, and I, looking through the post that the city shared, I feel like I remember reading several comments about I didn't know about this. This is great. This should happen more often. That kind of feedback.
Yeah.
Or I wish I knew about this earlier to plan for it.
Right. Yeah.
It sounds event worth
Absolutely. We'll have to do it again next year. Yeah, people are interested, but we'll have to have Linda put it in the newsletter. I'll have to be more proactive about that in a month or two ahead, in the spring. Say, look forward to the summer trail series, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And you said the next one's this Saturday.
This Saturday, yep.
Is it at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 to 10. I'll be there from 9 to 10 with the water and granola bars and such. But yeah.
Have you been there before?
I haven't done the geological thing, and I was going to do it this week just so I could be a little bit more familiar if people have questions.
Yeah.
I know. Walk up there and see. But yeah, so I'm going to go and do it this week with my girls to see exactly what it is. But Ryan, I remember Ryan was saying that it's more of a hike. It's not paved or anything like that. So
yeah, Rachel, what side are you going to be on?
I was going to go down by where the cul-de-sac is. Is that good, or should I go up to the top?
No, I think that's a good spot.
Okay.
I was going to post something, and I just wanted to make sure I posted the right spot to tell people.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to be at the cul-de-sac part, and I'll have those flags that John gave me last time, which worked awesome. I was a little bit more official.
We drove by there just last night, so it will be the geological trail.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Not very many people there.
Yeah, Ryan, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's a really good one to advertise because I don't think very many people know about it in the city.
Right.
But it really is a good loop. So hopefully we get some new people out there.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's perfect. Awesome. All right. Do you need any help from anyone here? Rachel, I almost called you Eloise.
Sorry. No, it's good. I just pull up and bring the water and then the granola. No, I don't need any help.
Eloise.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let us know if anything changes between now and then. Okay, Master Corral.
Okay. Well, I decided to reach out to Brett because we hadn't heard anything for a while. And I just heard from him today, and this was our conversation. He said he would love to start something with a choir. He said he studied and thought hard about the virtual rehearsals, and it just seems too challenging to pull off. Maybe we should just jump into it and see what happens. I've also considered meeting outdoors, maybe in a park pavilion, to rehearse and be able to social distance in an open-air situation. Could I please ask the board if they think that would be a safe option and find if there was something available in the city that we could use on a regular basis? Says, I think if we can find a safe way to rehearse, there are many people who are interested. People have been dying to have something like this to do. So, I don't know. I guess our thoughts are, do we even want to try it? You know, I know we have the atrium there, or not the atrium, right outside the city hall there. What do we call that?
Amphitheater
there. But what's the feelings? What do you guys think as far as from the city's perspective, Ryan and everybody, if we should just postpone anything moving forward or...
I'd love to hear everybody else's thoughts. What do you guys think?
I think it's a sad and tricky situation. But my concern from everything that I've been hearing is that singing is one of the worst things to be doing. And that would be my concern. And then I don't even know where the, like, how the performance would work if it happened to.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just, maybe that's just his way of saying, you know, people are looking for some type of a social outlet. I mean, I haven't been singing with a mask on, so, you know, I'm sure that's tricky itself, but we certainly would want to be safe. What else do you guys think? What others?
All the local school districts are having to evaluate all of their activities to figure out what's dangerous and what's not dangerous, and they are all finding that their choral groups are among the most dangerous activities.
Okay.
I mean, the riskiest activities in terms
yeah.
of possibility.
Spreading germs. Spreading. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Are we just going to wait until after the moonshot and see what we're thinking come September 1st? Or just re-talk about this next meeting in August? What are you guys kind of thinking?
I would recommend holding off on the choral piece of it. But Kristen, I wonder if it'd be worth, because I know that the last concert that I went to, they had a lot of solo or small group little numbers.
Uh-huh.
It might be worth trying to throw together like a virtual North Salt Lake concert. I know my work did one, and it went off really well. So that might be something to consider asking if members of the choir would be interested in doing that, where they just sing their part from home. It had a very...
We could even, you know, sing... We could even go back to... with my neighbor, so, you know, I personally miss it. I mean, I'm sure you guys miss your social activities, but I'm not willing to put my life at risk, or many of the others, they're older in the group too, which would be hard.
Yeah.
And I'm sure our Carnegie Hall experience may be off the table, but I didn't even ask him about that yet.
Right. Any other thoughts that anyone wants to share?
Should we, is that what I'm hearing? Is that we'll, does anybody want to give some direction as far as should we try and talk about a virtual concert, forgo it, see what brings? Because once it starts getting winter, it's going to be harder to get people inside. We could do it outside, you know, maybe, but inside may be trickier. That may be even worse down the road.
I think you probably want to look at something virtual. If you start meeting outdoors, you could meet through September, but then October, the weather's going to turn, and then
be
it's
too
not
cold
work anyway. So
right.
I think you want to probably look at something virtual, and we'll just see
okay.
where the direction comes in a few months.
Okay, I'll get back to him and have a report for our next meeting.
Thanks for doing that, Kristen.
Thank you.
All right, NSL Reads. Ron, how's that going?
So during our last meeting, Ryan made a really good recommendation about a local author who grew up in North Salt Lake, Caitlin Flanders, and she is actually very excited to participate.
Great.
So she's on board. I'm working with her right now to get a some dates that might work well for her. She said her fall is pretty open. She had, yeah, there's the book, Shielded. And actually it was just released a week ago today, I think. July 21st was the day that it
What
was.
Kind of writer is she?
So this
what
is,
kind of writer is she? Fantasy or?
Yeah, this is a young adult fantasy novel. So I need to nail down a date. I think the date we have right now that's on the city calendar is about the only date that won't work for her. She's teaching a writing workshop that week. So she was going to get back to me with just a couple more dates so we can nail that down. But she is committed and really excited to participate.
That's great to hear. And I think
that's awesome.
With those dates, one of the reasons we chose that date was to space it out with some of the other events. But I think like the choir concert and the other concert, I don't think that those will be happening. So
okay, so we have more
there
places.
Might be more. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I think the events calendar is pretty wide open, so I think you can pretty much pick whatever day you want. So, Ron, that's exciting news. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for that recommendation. I think she'll be a really good, a really good speaker. And like I say, she loves the city because she grew up here. She's familiar with it. So it'll be fun to have a debut novelist, I think, speak and just talk a little bit about breaking into the novel world.
That's really fun. And her parents still live just off of Orchard Drive in the city. So if you guys are familiar with the Orchard Steak right off of Orchard Drive and Eaglewood Drive, that's where she grew up and where her parents still live. So I think she's really closely connected with the city still. So, and she grew up next door to me growing up. That's where I grew up. So I know her well.
That's awesome. Sounds
who's your parents there, Ryan?
So, Carrie and Pam Thompson.
Oh, okay.
Do you know the Thompsons?
No.
Okay. They're just off of Orchard Drive.
In my neighborhood.
Do you need help with anything, Ron, from anyone here to help keep things moving?
I do have a question for the group. So I know we've done, if I'm understanding correctly, we've done an essay contest in conjunction with North Salt Lake Reads. Is that right? So is that something we still want to do? And if so, do we, I'm sure that she'd be happy to even help us come up with a topic if we want it to be something that's related to her book.
I think especially right now where everything's like we haven't had any events, I think it'd be really cool
to
advertise and get some submissions. And we have 2 months kind of to get them in. So I think I vote yeah. I think that'd be really awesome.
Great. I will I'll ask her for some ideas about topics. You guys don't really know what the book is about. So if you have an idea, that's great. but if you probably don't know a lot about the book, I'm going to post her website here in the chat so everyone can see it if you want to take a look. Okay, so in the chat, I just posted a link to her website. Take a look at that.
Perfect. So, oh, great. Ron, thanks. In the past, I think the hardest things with the event was where people submit their essays. So I don't know if we were submitting them to a city email and then you can get them forwarded to you or whoever's going to review them with you. But I remember that was hard in the past. People didn't know where to send them.
That's good to know.
And then what kind of technical resources can we start looking up? Davis County just changed their rules, today. So it's not like everybody knows what's really happening, but are we planning virtual? Are we planning non-virtual? What are you kind of thinking? What do you want us to support with?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, as far as the phase guidelines are concerned, from the governor's office, we can do something in person as long as everybody in attendance wears a face covering. And when speaking, she could probably remove hers. That's what a lot of people do at press conferences. But if you want to do something in person, it would need to be face covering. I don't know if we'd get a lot of participation at this virtually, but I'm interested in what everyone else thinks about that.
I think people would rather go see it personally. Get out of the house and go do something rather than hover around the computer like we do every day now.
Right. Well, and I think there's something, I think there's something good, particularly for some of the younger people who might be aspiring authors in grade school. There's just something about being able to have that connection, even if you're socially distancing, but being in the same room as the author and hearing from her. So if we think we can do it off, it's allowed under the current guidelines.
I think it'd be fun.
There's also the opportunity to do like a hybrid, because it's not too difficult to stream an event. So for those who want to stay home, you could stream it.
That's a great idea.
I think there would have to be a, like at the door, somebody would have to be there with masks for people who showed up without one, just like they do at the grocery stores now.
Yeah.
So I think as long as that's part of the, I think more people would maybe feel safer attending, if that's, you know, knowing that people who come who choose not to wear a mask, because we all know that there are people, so then maybe they'd be like, okay, well, in order to enter here, you need to wear a mask under the guidelines given by the state. So, but that also needs to be an option given to those people who are there. They need to have a mask to be able to take with them. So,
yeah, that's the expectation. They have to wear a mask.
I think you should probably also include that in any announcements that go out about the event, so that people understand I have to remember my mask before I leave the house today.
It's the expectation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. Okay.
Ron, I could start working with the city once you know what date you're kind of thinking.
Okay.
Because the city buildings, I mean, it's been on lockdown. It's not like anybody's been there. So we could set up the, I'm just assuming the council chambers, the biggest room, but we could set it up pretty separated, and you know, I bet we could come up with a way to really make this work well.
Okay, excellent.
Well, last year was pretty big. Is that because of Brandon Mole, or
I think he was the draw. Okay. Yeah, I think he was.
Brandon Mole brought in people from like all over Davis County.
Okay.
And so, and I think with COVID, I don't think people are going to events as abundantly as they were in the past too. So
right.
I do really like that idea of having a live, an in-person event, but also streaming it. I think that's great, so that people have multiple options to participate if they don't feel comfortable being there. And then if we get a lot of people, we can hopefully spread them out among the in-person, because it may be that her parents really talk it up and get everybody in their neighborhood to be there.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk to Linda. I wonder if we could stream it on Facebook Live through the North Salt Lake Facebook account and broadcast it as a live event, and then that way everybody could just see it easily, but we could have people in attendance.
Oh, that's good.
Well, one of the things that were really fun in previous years was some sort of like it was like a step and repeat banner, so like a place to take your picture as you're coming to the event. It was like we had like a banner in the hallway, and then each family would like take their picture in front of it, like North Salt Lake Reads. Sometimes, some years they've had little props, you know, like on sticks that you hold up. I don't know if this year is the best year to pass around props, but I think a picture is something really cool that was in the past. And then for some reason, they always had some sort of giveaway. Like one year, they gave every single kid a blow-up sword. One year, they had like crazy, really fancy like movie treats that everybody got. And so I don't know what goes well with this or what you think would pair well, but those were some fun ideas that were done in the past.
Okay.
If you need any help with things.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I think... Was it last year that we bought several copies of the author's book? I don't know if that's feasible. Or like having a raffle or a giveaway with several of the books.
Brandon Mole had a bunch of books with very
impressive books. Yeah.
Yeah. So that made it easier.
Yeah.
But I remember they bought copies of the book and then gave it out in the Halloween.
Yeah.
Fun run.
Yeah, we bought a lot. Yeah, lots of books for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that might also be something to consider on to see. Because I know, like, this might be her only book, right? And it's
yes, price. This is her only book.
Ron,
and
last time they
at a higher price point.
They also had books there that people could buy too. So if they haven't read her book, so
yeah.
This is her only book, right?
Yes,
this is her debut book.
Yes.
Hey, Dallas, I had a question. Haven't your daughters submitted in the reading, like in the essay contest in the past?
Yeah, Caroline.
Did you have any
last
suggestions
year.
About it?
I don't know. The girls just really liked doing it. And Caroline was really proud of winning. And actually, I think Brooke won the year before that with Brandon Sanderson or something like that. I definitely think that a fantasy theme is probably more fun for the kids.
The dragon steel guy or the dragon one?
Yeah. Yeah. But they I don't know if it's just my kids, but they're able to identify with Harry Potter and what else do they watch? Just all the movies and books that they've already read. So they're able to incorporate those ideas into their stories.
Yeah. In terms of the process of submitting them, is it best just to have like an email set up specifically for that, for people to submit? Ryan, is that what you're kind of asking for also?
Yeah, and then I can't remember the age range we did in the past. Mm. And that was one thing, Dallas, so I was wondering if you had a suggestion of what age ranges we had in the past. And then with that, we had certificates printed, like fancy little certificates printed, and then the author signed them as like the winner of the contest. And I think the mayor signed them as well, but however we wanted to do that, I thought those were fun to give away the contest. And there was a lot of money associated with this. I think a big part of the budget goes to winners of the essay contest.
Yeah, I think they won like $70 last year. Something like that.
Do we have to do anything to secure those sponsors? Wasn't it big oil, big something oil last year that was the sponsor? Do we?
Ken and the city already secured the sponsors.
We have to
we have the budget
to
already assigned.
Those again?
So we won't have to re-get them since they already got the sponsors. We just have the budget that we can use for this event.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, my internet says it's unstable, so if you can't hear me, I apologize.
We can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you pretty well. Okay. Ron, is there any other questions?
I don't think so. This is great. I'll get in touch with Kaylin again, and then I'll send something out to the group after we have just some ideas about both timing and possible essay topic, and then we'll get thinking about some kind of a photo backdrop and some giveaways.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks for your help with this, Ron. Sounds like it'll be a fun event. Okay.
Well, you'll have to participate via Facebook Live.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I suggested it. All right, the Halloween 3K. Tammy, I think I need to put you in touch with the rec. Julie and I forget the other woman's name.
Well, if you give me the information, I don't mind contacting them, but I don't know who to
contact. Yeah, I can get that to you. I'm pretty sure I booked it. Ryan, remind me of the other woman's name. It's Julie and... gosh, I can't remember. I don't know if Ryan can hear me.
Kristen?
What was that?
Kristen? Julie and Kristen? No.
That sounds like it could be it.
Those are the rec people? Julie McLaughlin?
Yeah.
And Kristen?
Okay. You had it right. Okay.
Good job.
Yeah, let me... I'll text that to you, Tammy, right after this.
Okay.
And they can help...
okay.
Kind of point you in the right direction for that.
It is. Is it actually on Halloween? Is Halloween on a Saturday?
It is this year.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's on. It is on Halloween. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess I don't really have much to report. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I'll get their info to you. Maybe between now and the next meeting, we'll
okay.
have some updates.
Oh, my internet is unstable as well. Maybe I'm just unstable.
Let's not read too much into our internet statuses, right?
Yeah.
All right. The photo contest, that was.
Yeah. So. I pasted what I had created. I copied and pasted that into the bottom of the agenda. But I can read it to you if you want. I don't know if this actually applies. We probably should just discuss that, really, if it's going to be feasible still at this point with the, you know, COVID still in high force and city office being closed. We want to change it from prints to awards, but I'll just read this to you, and we can just you can get an idea. We invite residents of North Salt Lake to submit original photos of our city for our city's first photography contest. The contest is open to all NSL residents. There are two categories: youth ages 0 to 17 and adults 18 plus. We love our city and want to see more of it. Images must... utility bill thing. And then I included two options. The winners will have the honor of having their photo hanging in North Salt Lake City offices on a beautifully printed canvas for the year. You will then receive the print to hang in your own home. And then option two with the COVID would be winners will receive awesome prizes. Not a winner. We think you are all contestants will be featured on North Salt Lake's Instagram page, NSL Chat, which boasts over 1,000 followers, so you will still be a star. And then I just kind of, the rest was in rules about images must be 12 megapixels to win. The smaller images can still be featured on Instagram. They need to be sent in as JPEGs. Images depicting individuals must include model releases. The images must also be rated G. And then by participating, it is implied that you are giving North Salt Lake permission to make and to display a print and post your images on Instagram. So if we go that route with the prints or prizes,
yeah,
we'll have those two options. And
I love that. And I think even if it's not hung, getting it printed is still a pretty cool prize.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
That's, I guess it depends on your canvas, but it can be get pretty costly.
Yeah. Yeah. That all sounds really good to me. I wonder if you don't limit it to Instagram, just say social media.
Yeah, I guess the only thing I really follow is the Instagram. But we could include as well.
Trying to think. And do we only want two winners, one from each group?
I thought we were at three, but I don't remember exactly.
So are you thinking three from each group? So a total of six winners?
Well, Ryan, how many were you guys thinking if we did the prints that hung in the city?
I think we could put up nine or six or so in that spot pretty well.
So do I have the budget for that?
I do. I mean, we've had to cancel every other event, so I think we easily have the budget to print them if we could get enough good quality submissions. And you know, I mean, you could always just say winners will be picked from these categories, and then you could pick the winners depending on, you know, how many winners there are or something if you have multiple tie. But I think we have room for six tonight.
So maybe three from each group. Three or four winners from each age group. And maybe one thing that I've done on previous campaigns that are like a contest, we can, because we don't know how many submissions we'll get. Since we don't know how many submissions will come in, if we say, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter, but if we say we're going to choose four winners from each age group and we only get eight submissions, then it might not be as exciting. So maybe we say we reserve the right to choose up to four winners from each age group. And then if we get a ton of submissions, great. If not, then, and if we only get eight submissions and they're all great and worthy to be hung in City Hall, then we take them all. But that's just something we've learned from previous campaigns like that.
So as far as submissions, I thought it would be kind of fun to include anybody who wanted to join in. Just have a Zoom meeting where we just kind of flash up and the images and say, okay, yay or nay, and just eliminate that way. Or just send everybody a PDF or whatever. I don't know.
I'm great with either option.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And I guess we'd have to wait until we hear. If we have NSL reads, wait till after that to till we have that date so we can submit this into the Facebook and newsletter. Are we able to get a website page that can list all that information plus the rules? And
yeah, I would chat with Linda. You can reach out to her. I think she'd be the best one to reach out to. And then, Rachel, would you be able to help draw up a like the announcement for it so that Linda can share it on Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely. I can do a little Instagram thing for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all that information is in the, I guess we'll wait, but that information is in the meeting notes on the bottom that I pasted in the ticket.
Okay. I'll run it by you before I send it to her so you can make sure everything is how you want it.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. And where are those pasted, dogs?
I just pasted on the bottom of the agenda for tonight.
Okay, I don't know that that's shared with everyone, though, right? It's just a Word document, isn't it?
Yeah, but I edited it in, I guess I downloaded it. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, so if you want to just send that out to the email.
Yeah. I'll do that right now.
Then we'll have that.
Okay.
Awesome. That sounds really exciting too.
Yeah.
Okay, so hear how that goes. And then let us know if you need anything else, but we'll wait. So Ron, once you are able to finalize a date, if you can just shoot out a message to the group to let us know, and then we'll make sure to use that for this announcement.
And as far as awards, what does everybody think? Prints versus gift cards or other items?
Yeah, that or cash.
Or cash, yeah.
Yeah, I think a print, I think, would be cool.
Yeah, I do too. I like that.
And similar to what Ryan was saying, I feel like there is room in the budget where we could do a small cash prize.
Okay. So maybe a combination.
Yeah. I don't think that's too far-fetched at all. And again, I don't know how vague you want to be with announcing that, because if there's, just depending on the number of applicants and winners, that might dictate the prize amount, but yeah.
Yeah, we could be vague about the gift.
Yeah.
But
you can say cash prize, like a cash prize and a printing of the photo.
You will be generously rewarded.
Yes, exactly. Okay, great. Sounds great. Thanks for your work on that, Dallas.
Yep.
Okay, real quick, going through the park visits and assignments. Instead of going one by one, we're running up on time, and I want to make sure we have time for anyone else. Is there anything major or noticeable that anyone wants to bring up about the park that they visited? Did anything stand out?
Well, on Fox Hollow Park, the things that really stuck out to me was the grass is really dead in very large spots. And I don't know if this can be fixed because the damage is already essentially done, and I don't know if any further damage will happen. But one of the picnic tables, it looks like you've got the parking lot here. Well, parking lot down here, and then the little walkway to the two rows of tables. And this closest one right in front of the walkway looks like perhaps the kids have been using skateboards to kind of jump off of, so the seat is bowing. And my solution was that that one has two supports under it, but there's other tables in the pavilion, they have three supports. And I was like, well, we could probably just have them swap out a two support to a three support, and that'll keep it from any further damage in being bowed down. I don't know. You'd have to talk to somebody who knows more about the...
I think David and
yeah.
TJ. TJ's team, yeah. I don't know if you just want to make a note of that, David. and then let us know if there's any other information that you need. Thanks for checking that out, though, Dallas.
Yep.
That's a creative solution. It's simple, relatively simple, if it is feasible. Cool.
So my question is I went to Tunnel Springs, and so the evaluation sheet, do we turn that in to anybody, or do we just...
No, I think it's more helpful. It's more of a guide to know what to look for.
Okay. All right.
So that we're all looking at similar things.
Yeah, that was good. I was surprised.
Anything else?
It's just to see how much, not garbage, but people's clothes and hats and bags and that were left all over. I mean, like 7 or 8 different like pieces of clothing. I'm like, well, that's weird. I guess people just forget their stuff at the park. But the park looked good.
Interesting. How often is trash collected from the parks, David?
Every day. Well, I mean, Tunnel Springs, that's picked up just once a week as far as the trash pickup.
The trash pickup wasn't the problem. I mean, because I noticed the three cans up there, they were, you know, not full. It was just people go to the park and leave their things on the benches. And, you know, maybe they've gone to play tennis and they, I forgot my hat. But, yeah, it was in good shape. I thought the whole park looked good.
Okay. Great. At Hatch, I think it was earlier in the month, there were the tennis courts and the basketball courts. They had, like, weeds growing out of them, and it might have been closer to when they were closed. But that is something that I noticed. But I think the last time I paid attention, that there weren't as many weeds or anything growing on the courts. And then the basketball nets, I'm sure that that's something that's frequently replaced also on the basketball courts. If there's anything else that anyone else has, if you don't mind just shooting me an email, and then I can compile it all and send it over to David and his team to take a look at the parks. Any other call outs from those visits? Okay, and then I'll invite, if you want to go through real quick, should we make assignments for the next meeting? I feel funny handing out assignments like that, but Rachel, is there a park that you want to visit? You could choose your own park.
I don't know which ones are left that we haven't done.
Well, Rachel, you're going to hike the Spring Hill Geological Park to test it out. I think you should claim that as your park.
I will do that. That's a good idea.
Okay. What about you, Ron? Any park caught your eye recently?
I'll take anything. Just
I don't have my list with me. I packed up all my.
We've done Bonavent. Let's see, Boston Park.
Has that one been done?
Buckingham Park.
Okay. What about Buckingham?
I'll do Boston. That's where I live. So.
Okay.
Buckingham, Caleb, Cambria.
I can do Buckingham.
Okay.
Cynthia Way,
Christine,
see.
Which one do you want to do?
Deer Hollow Park.
Tammy, did you get a chance to do that?
Oh, is that Tammy's?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I was just looking down the list. Elizabeth, let's see, Fox Hollow, Hatch. Legacy, Mathis. We did Mathis, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Have we done the fishing pond yet?
No. Do you want to take that one, Ryan?
Where's
the fishing pond?
Well, I think that, Tammy, that's a good one then for you to see. Because I don't think anybody in the city even knows about it. So
I don't know where it is either. Where is it?
Okay, so go to Eaglewood Lofts Apartments. Right off of Eagle Ridge and Highway 89. And then in the back.
Holy cow.
My internet's coming back. I think you can see the thing. In the back corner of Eaglewood Lofts, there's a pond, and that's where the retention basin gathers. And that's our fishing pond.
Can we fish it?
There's technically 3 fish or so. I don't know, TJ, if there's still any fish in it.
My family fishes, you know that.
Well, I do. That's why I think you should be perfect. Plus, you live pretty close.
But
I think this is a good one for you to see because it's, I mean, I don't want to seed your brain, but it's not our best part. And so, but I don't know how to solve it. With current budget constraints. So I think getting different people's view of it and what to do would be good.
Got it.
But it's definitely a weird spot in our city and kind of an odd amenity. But the city council, before I got on, negotiated it when those apartments came in, and the city got the fishing pond, and they got like 5 parking spots, I want to say, that are for city residents to park at to attend the park. So...
Is that the apartments that are like
in the gravel pit, the old gravel pit?
They're redoing the facade on them right now.
Okay.
Challenge accepted, Ryan.
Yeah, okay, I thought that was a private park. I drove by that a week ago and I was like, oh, hey, look, that looks nice. But I thought it was the apartment, so I didn't know it was citywide. So
it's not the park, it's the pond.
It's the pond in the back.
But it's like, yeah, I thought that was private. So,
yeah. So years ago, we did a big...
I'm on it.
We did a big change to it years ago, and it doesn't have the waterfall that it used to have. But years ago, I took my scouts there because none of them even knew about it, and we ran into a homeless person bathing in the waterfall. So it wasn't my greatest scouting moment, but it was a good teaching moment, and he was real kind, and we were real kind, and it was a good teaching moment. But it's better than it used to be. But I still think it has a little ways to go.
Doesn't it have a nice waterfall when it's raining hard?
It does. It has this like energy dissipator at the bottom of it now. And when there's a flood, I mean, it blows out of that. So kind of interesting.
Have we done Wild Rose?
Rachel, did you do Wild Rose? Yeah, I think Rachel did.
Okay. Well, let's see. Elizabeth Park. Legacy Ridge, Mathis, Middle Parkway, North Parkway, Oldham Park.
You can pick any of those, Kristen.
Okay. Porter's Takeout. Okay, I'll take one of the parks on Highway 89. I'll do the Middle and North Parkway.
Awesome. All right. Public Works. Any update for the board?
Yeah, I got a couple things for you real quick. Just a note, as we talked about Palmquist and possibly doing that in the future, it looks like the annexation's getting closer to being real. Which does make this a prime spot. I think we're just waiting for some hydraulic information as far as Palmquist. So I just kind of wanted to throw that out there again. And I talked to Ken about it again today. He understands that that's what elevation-wise it really works for the hydraulics for that situation. So I wanted to say that. The other thing that I think is good to know is we did put in a formal request with UDOT to see if that dog park is a possibility over at Legacy. Hopefully they get back to us soon. I drew up a, TJ and I put together kind of a mock way that it could be that we would like to see it a few months ago, and they pushed that forward to them, and we've shared that also with Woods Cross, and Gary Arrest over at Woods Cross has actually told his residents that they wanted to make some improvements on the dog park anyway, so they've told us that they're willing to work with us on the dog park as well, so... Hopefully we're going in the right direction there. It would be cool to see something happen. I don't know that Woods Cross has the budget. I don't know where all that stuff's at, but at least it looks like it's going in the direction that we can answer some questions and maybe hopefully get something moving. So that's all I got.
That's great. That's great news. Excited to hear that. All right. Ryan, any update from City Council?
Well, I don't want to steal your thunder. I think my main update and question is when we want to elect a new chair and vice chair for the committee and do that. So are we thinking just right at the end? We'll take nominations and make a motion? Or what are you thinking, Manuel?
I hadn't thought that far ahead. So...
I think at the from a city council standpoint, I think we just council member Baskin is getting a new replacement for you, but then looking for the new chair and vice chair to help run the committee.
Okay. Great. So do we want to do that? Are you asking if we want to do that today?
Yeah, I think, does anybody want to make a nomination for the chair?
I vote you, Ryan.
Oh, I can't. Otherwise, I'd always be happy to help. But it needs to be a member of the committee, not the council representative.
You've got to be kidding me.
Everyone's looking at everyone else to see who they're going to pick.
I choose Tammy.
That sounded like an official motion.
I am nominating Tammy. Should I say nominate instead of choose?
Yeah. I like that. Any other nominations? Ooh, I like the music. Good job.
I'm like too new to not even know if I should say no. I don't even know.
That's why I nominated you.
I found that there's no such thing as being too new with these situations.
Okay, that sounded like a nomination. Is there a second for that nomination?
Second.
Third.
Okay.
And fourth.
Okay, I think all in favor, you should vote yes or no. So all in favor?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Tammy, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I haven't muted myself. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what to say. I guess that's great.
Woohoo! Okay. Now we need a nomination for our new vice chair. Who's going to run things in Tammy's absence?
Rachel is.
Well, that is good. Is there a second to that nomination?
Second.
Oh, that's great.
Touche, Tammy, touche.
I forgot. I guess we have to make a motion. A motion to close the nominations? Is there a motion to close the nominations?
So moved.
Yeah, so moved.
So moved. Great. All in favor?
Oh,
yes.
Found it.
Aye. Okay. Well, congratulations, Tammy and Rachel. We are so excited, and we are in good hands. So, Tammy, get any info you need from Manuel. I think the only super critical piece is to abide by the Open Meeting Act and the Open Records. And I'm going to mess up the official saying, but to abide by all the rules of the Open Meeting Act. And so to do that, we have to post our agenda with certain number of hours before, and I think it's technically 24 hours, it has to be approved and posted before our meeting. And since the city doesn't meet on Fridays, it really helps to have that approved on Thursday, of the Thursday before our Tuesday meeting, so they have time to get it posted 24 hours ahead, so we can abide by that.
Sally's really good at helping shepherd us through that.
Sally's awesome. Thank you, Sally. And then with that, just coordinate with Linda Horrocks at the city, and between all of us, in fact, especially when our new member gets on, we probably want to update like our emails and phone numbers and contact information for everybody, just so that we all have the info so we can reach out to each other. But Linda Horrocks at the city is a really good contact to help with posting of things or anything with technical resources as well.
Yeah, I can hand off all the info that I have to you, Tammy, okay. Also to kind of help kick things off. Great. Anything else, Ryan, that you want to cover?
No, I just wanted to thank you guys again. It's been kind of an unusual year, and we've had, you know, three new members, and we're going to have a fourth new member all come in kind of an unusual COVID year. So it's a good learning year to figure out the ropes, because next year, hopefully everything will be back to our normal swing. So thank you again for helping make this work. We don't get to see it the same way as when we're with residents at these events, but it's amazing what a few events in a city makes a community feel like a good place to live as opposed to just a suburb where your home is. And I feel like North Salt Lake's actually a place that I love to be a part of. And I think city events, while really just a few dollars is really cheap, really helps set us apart as a city. And so thank you for all of your help with that. And that's it for me.
Ryan, I'll second that.
That's nice.
I've loved living in North Salt Lake because of that. And I really mean that North Salt Lake has been our favorite place to live here. So so thank you all. I don't have any other notes or comments. Does anyone else have any?
Yeah, one more thing real quick I forgot to mention. We are working on a preliminary design and stuff with an architect, a landscape architect for Hatch Park. So they're planning on taking that to you guys soon. I just forgot to mention that earlier. And while I've got the proverbial microphone, just thanks again, Manuel, for all you've done with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, David. That's exciting news, too. But yeah, thank you all. Tammy, I'll message you my number real quick. And then, yeah, if any other questions come up, feel free to shoot me a text or an email. I'm happy to help. Otherwise, I think we will adjourn the meeting.
Good luck to you, Manuel.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.